Stand together today. And if you see your front sheet here, we're going to use this for resuscitations. So it's all scripture, all that comes out of the Bible. Anybody wants to join me in the saying of the Shema, you can go right ahead. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Let's pray. Psalm 107, 21, 22, our prayer. Oh, we praise thee, O Lord, for your goodness, and for your wonderful works to the children of men. Help us sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare your works with rejoicing. Amen. This book here is the Psalm 119 book. It's all of Psalm 119 put to meter. It's out of the Scottish Metrical Psalter from 1650. And the back are Psalms of Praise. So we'll turn to Psalm 106, which is in the very back. There's a page that says Psalms of Praise, Hallelujah. And this contains the psalms that contain the Hebrew word hallelujah and singing. So we sing this to the tune commonly called the doxology or Old 100. So go to the back of the book, and you'll see all the psalms. It starts at 22, and then this Psalm 106.
Oh, Yahweh, our God, our Savior,
voices this Sabbath, but that's for sure. Part 5 of Psalm 119, so the same book. And it says first, second, and part 1, part 2 at the very top, and all of them have a Hebrew letter assigned to them. Psalm 119 is an acrostic. And so if you sing this like we do, we sing all 22 of them, and then we repeat throughout the year, you'll learn the Hebrew alphabet while you're at it. This one's easy because the Hebrew letter for E is E. So... or something very similar to it. Why don't we hum out the tune for this to help everybody who's not familiar with it.
Teach me, O Lord, the perfect way of thy precepts divine, and to observe it to the end, I shall my heart incline. Give understanding unto me, so keep thy law shall I. Yea, even with my whole heart I shall observe it carefully. In thy love path make me to go, for I delight therein. My heart unto thy testimonies and not to greed incline. Turn thou away my sight and eyes from viewing vanity, and in thy good and holy way be pleased to quicken me. Confirm to me thy gracious word, which I did gladly hear. E'en to thy servant, Lord, who is devoted to thy fear. Turn thou away my fear reproach, for good thy judgments be. Lo, for thy precepts I have longed, in thy truth quicken me.
Something to notice out of that psalm is the amount of times the word quicken is used, which is the Old English word for make me alive. So many times does God say that we are to ask him to quicken us according to his truth and quicken us in his way, and all the different things we would be made alive unto. It's a constant desire of the Christian. So very important stuff. And if you have your small sheet here, we're going to sing Psalm 33 out of it. to the tune of Catherine. It's a little bit lengthy, but you'll learn a lot, I think. We'll sing more scripture than most churches preach about, I guarantee you that. why don't we hum Catherine out?
Oh, but the counsel of the Lord
51 for the end when we finish with everything else. But if you have your Bible, and we're going to use the King James Bible because we do responsive readings. In other words, we'll read together Scripture. And the beginning of the sheet here has everything we're going to go through. So we got Exodus 23, 12 and 17, Leviticus 23, 15 to 22, and then we'll have a reading from 1 Corinthians 2, it should say 1st. So let's go to Exodus chapter 23, short reading. Exodus chapter 23, and we're just going to read 12 through 17, and then we'll immediately go to Leviticus. 12 through 17. And so, responsive reading basically is I'll say a line, you repeat a line, and then we'll go through the law. That helps us all convoke together and everybody interact, and so we don't fall asleep. That's really the purpose. 6 days thou shalt do thy work, and on the seventh day thou shalt rest, that thine ox and thine ass may rest, and the son of thy handmaid and the stranger may be refreshed.
And all the things that I have said unto you, be circumspect, and make no mention of the names of other gods, neither let it be heard out of thy mouth.
3 times thou shalt keep a feast unto me in the year.
Thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I commanded thee, in the time appointed of the month of Abib. For in it thou camest out from Egypt, and none shall appear before me empty.
And the feast of harvest, the first fruits of thy labors, which thou hast sown in the field, and the feast of ingathering, which is at the end of the year, when thou hast gathered in thy labors out of the field.
3 times in the year all thy males shall appear before the Lord God.
And let's go to Leviticus chapter 23.
Yeah.
A corresponding text to that, which we discussed this morning. 15 through 22. Leviticus 23, 15 through 22. And ye shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath. From the day that ye brought the sheaf of the wave offering, even 7 Sabbaths shall be complete.
Even unto tomorrow after the 7th Sabbath shall ye number 50 days, and ye shall offer a new meat offering unto the Lord.
And ye shall bring out of your habitations 2 wave loaves of 2 tenth deals. They shall be of fine flour. They shall be baked with leaven. They are the first fruits unto the Lord.
And ye shall offer with the bread 7 lambs without blemish of the first year, and 1 young bullock and 2 rams. They shall be for a burnt offering unto the Lord, with their meat offering and their drink offering, even an offering made by fire of sweet savor unto the Lord.
Then ye shall sacrifice 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering, and 2 lambs of the first year for a sacrifice of peace offerings.
And the priest shall weigh them with the bread of the first fruits for a wave offering before the Lord. With the 2 lambs, they shall be holy to the Lord for the priest.
And ye shall proclaim on the selfsame day that it may be a holy convocation unto you. Ye shall do no servile work therein. It shall be a statute forever in all of your dwellings throughout your generations.
And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not make clean riddance of the corners of thy field when thou reapest, neither shalt thou gather any gleaning of thy harvest. Thou shalt leave them unto the whore and stranger. I am the Lord your God.
Brother Christian.
All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with the excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God, For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world, that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
Everybody can be seated. Why don't we stand and sing Psalm 51, and then after that, we just have a couple of confessionals that we're going to use straight out of Scripture. It'll be Titus 3, 3 through 8, which we've already done, and Psalm 103 with the Ten Commandments added to that. So I'm going to sing Psalm 51 right now. Shall we hum? Let's hum.
Then shall I pray.
Spirit to help others see it. Pretty important. Let's go to Titus chapter 3, which we were just at. And we'll go straight to Psalm 103, which we use as our confessional. Titus comes after Timothy, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus, and then Titus chapter 3. Just read 3 through 8, and why don't we read it all together. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men.
But avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and striving about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain.
A man that is a heretic after the first and second admonition reject.
Knowing that he that is such is subverted and sinneth, being condemned of himself.
So, one of the things that teaches us is someone just doesn't believe in the law of God, it's okay to try to convince them otherwise, but there comes a point where you just got to give up on that guy. The law is the law. Well, let's go to Psalm 103. We're going to end with a confession of sin. What we're going to do is read to 10, and then at chapter 10, so put your finger in Exodus chapter 20, which is the Ten Commandments. Psalm 103. Then if you would, just take your finger, stick it in at the Exodus 20, which is where the Ten Commandments are. You'll understand this in a minute, why we do it this way, hopefully. And we've actually just recently started doing it this way to try to make the point across that the confession of sins shouldn't just become some kind of redundant thing that we do, but we're encouraged in 1 John that we're to confess our sins. And those sins are told to us in God's law, so we really need to have some kind of a rough outline for that. Over there. Yeah, be patient here. Psalm 103, let's say it all together.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities.
For as the heaven is higher than the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him.
Let's stop right there. Flip in your Bible to Exodus chapter 20. We'll get an understanding of those sins that God has parted from us. Start in verse 3. Many of us have this memorized. So. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain.
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day, and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's.
Amen. Go back to verse 11 in Psalm 103. You can rejoice in the fact that God has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities, which is why that's placed there. Like that. Verse 11. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy above the earth. You can sit and speak with me if you like. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pities them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone. And the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Brother Joshua, do you mind closing us in prayer?
Father God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for your word that we heard read, Lord. I just pray that your spirit will continue to guide us, transform us, conform us to the image of Christ, Lord. We love you so much, and we just thank you for this privilege that we have to gather together on this day. Amen.
Amen. Well, we're going to have a fellowship meal here in a little bit. Once the ladies get